Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. Thank God for allowing me, praise God, to be on this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. And I know truly I thank God for each and every one of you. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I thank God that Thanksgiving is coming around. But I thank God for Jesus Christ and knowing that He will come soon. But I thank God that you had the opportunity to give God the praise and the glory. And thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope that you had an opportunity to give God thanks and praise that what He had blessed you. Some people did not make it for Thanksgiving. Some people didn't live to see Thanksgiving. But you who remain on this earth, God had a purpose for you to remain on this earth. And we are to contribute our thanksgiving to Him and to thank Him for all that He is, the way He is doing for us in this hour. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ that we need to get down to business with God and really be sincere with Him and have that walk, that sincere walk with the Lord. Because in this spiritual realm, God has cut the time short. And He is not wasting any time. But He's getting our attention, our spiritual antenna, open up to receive what God wants us to receive. We need to have our spiritual discernment more stronger than ever before. We need to focus on the Word of God, and most of all, we need to focus on the kingdom of God. God wants us to focus on His kingdom, and we need to be in position, praise God, to receive the revelation that God wants us to receive. We need to operate in the kingdom portal, praise God, in the glory portal. We need to operate our senses, our spiritual senses, in the spiritual operation of God and to discern the things that God wants us to discern and to understand what the purpose He is doing for us in this hour. So we need to move quickly and do what the Lord say do. Praise God, not to hesitate, not to question Him, but to do what He command us to do in this hour that we are in. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, that God is blessing us right now as we speak, that He is watching over us. And I thank God as I go into the book of Obadiah, how God dealt with Obadiah when it comes to spiritual vision of what things are going to take place. But most of all, I thank God for Jesus that the day of the Lord is near. The day of the Lord is near. Yes, the day of the Lord is near. And one day Jesus is coming back. But God is going to let Jesus know when to come back for His church. The question I need to ask you, are you ready for His coming? Are you ready, praise God, got your wedding garment on, got your wedding priest clothes on, praise God, your priest, your king apparel. Are you ready for the King? And the King is Jesus Christ. Are you ready for His coming? We do not need to hesitate. nor be in compliance of what is going on. But we need to focus on what God requires of us to do. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. While it is day, we need to do the work. While it is day, there are people are hurting. People are hungry for the word of God. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. So God, I thank God for Obadiah. God's spirit gave Obadiah a vision of Edom. For Edom, praise God, on the day of the Lord. That judgment was pronounced because of Edom sinned against the people of God. They sinned. They completely sinned against God. What are we facing today? History is repeating itself? That's a question we need to ask. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is the question and answer program with Dr. J. Vernon McGee, a ministry of the Through the Bible Radio Network. Stay with us as Dr. McGee deals with the issues of biblical inerrancy, the meaning of better manuscripts, God's physical nature, and many others.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say?
You're listening to the question and answer program with our Bible teacher, Dr. J. Vernon McGee. This is Steve Schwetz inviting you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we listen to the wit and wisdom Dr. McGee provided in answering the questions of his listeners. Biblical inerrancy, that's to say the Bible is without error or is infallible, still continues to be debated as an issue. So it's not surprising to get this question from a listener in Los Angeles who says, "What is your position on biblical inerrancy?"
Well, my position on biblical inerrancy is that the autographs are absolutely, they are inerrant, and that the translations that we have today, and especially I accept that American Standard as being a very fine translation. I like the King James much better, but the other, fine. And I accept it as the Word of God, and I stand on the question of the inerrancy of the Word of God. And I do not believe that until you've settled that in your mind, in your heart, that you can teach the Word of God, and certainly teach it to preachers today, without having your tongue in your cheek, or at least have a sneer on your lip. Because, my friend, you have to believe in the inerrancy of the Word of God. That's where you're going to begin. And my feeling is that that's the crux of the whole matter today.
We come now to a question from a listener in Douglas, Kansas. He writes, "Would you please explain Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6, and Hebrews 10, verse 26?
It says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame." Now, this entire section here, if you read that which comes before and that which goes after, you will find out that what Paul is talking about, not salvation, but the fruits of salvation. He discusses that right after this. He uses the figure of speech, "For the earth which drinketh in the rain cometh off upon it, bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God." And he's talking about the results of the fruit of salvation. And I have a book, as I've said, on this particular passage of Scripture. If you'd like to have the book, really know the answer, and it'd take a little while to go into all the details, I'll be delighted to send the book to you. Write in and ask the book on Hebrews 6, 4 and 6. And you're quite right that Hebrews 10, 26 is of the same way. 26, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." Now, if you, and it's written to the Hebrews, if they continue to